Hello, I'm your host Paul, and you're listening to the Magical Kingdom of Walt. Hello, and welcome back to the Magical Kingdom of Walt. Another festive episode of Magical Kingdom of Walt. As I said up front, from the reboot, that we were going to split our time between Disneyland, Universal Studios, Hollywood, and California as a whole. So, with this second episode, it's time to move on to Universal Studios. So, as I sit here on the night before Christmas Eve, so Christmas Eve Eve, with my nice warm lemon green tea, cutting back on my caffeine, it's time to talk about the holidays at Universal Studios Hollywood. So as I said, I was an annual pass holder at Universal Studios for 3 years, on and off, despite living in the UK. And I only caught the start of Christmas. The first ever trip I did was the first weekend of December. So I only ever kind of caught the tree, as they put it up. Universal Studios aren't like Disney in the fact that their Christmas celebrations at Hollywood aren't continuous. They aren't on every day, kind of like Halloween Horror Nights. So I only caught the tree being put up, and it was a Grinch tree. It was a Hula Day tree, should I say. So I have seen that, but I've never actually visited during the main time. Most of my trips have been during Halloween Horror Nights. So I thought I'd look at the Christmas celebrations at Universal Studios. So let's start with, as I say, the main thing is the Grinch. Obviously, with the new Grinch coming out, it's even more popular now. But they tend to rely mainly on the Jim Carrey version, which has been the same for Orlando as well. So let's start and have a look at what the Hula Days involve and Merry Grinchmas. So we do tend to see a lot of Whos, about the same as Orlando. And this is something I've not seen because I've not been there since they built it. But they have got the Plaza area, the Universal Plaza area now. And that's where a lot of the holiday stuff goes. The Christmas tree goes in there. And I believe the meet and greet with the Grinch is in there himself as well. And Max the dog. There is a meet and greet with Max the dog at Universal Studios Hollywood, which is something different. They don't do that at Orlando, so that's very new. You will have to excuse me while I'm drinking my green tea. But yeah, you get to meet Cindy Lou Who's there as well, and they have some Who's bopping around the area. She also performs on stage, which is something different. They don't have the performance of the Grinch the way that Orlando do. It's kind of bits and pieces. Can also, I don't know how many of you will know this, on the Backlot Tour, there's the studio tour that runs throughout the year. But the set of the Grinch movie that Jim Carrey was in actually still sits on the back lot. So right next to, for those of you that are more horror orientated, it sits right next to the Bates Motel. So when you get up, the Bates house is above the Bates Motel on the back lot. And when you get up to the Bates Hotel above it, you can actually look down on Whoville. It still sits there. So when you get down to that area, they actually have a group of Who's singing Christmas carols, which is really great, which is really different. You don't see that anywhere else, really. So that's really, really exciting. So as I said, there's the shows, the Beatbox Holiday Singers. I'm not sure what that entails. But you also have Martha May and the Who Dolls. They're performing in the main area in the plaza, which is really great. So that's kind of it, despite the fact that I say it, there's a big fuss about it, and it is all themed to that. Like, as I said, the tree is misshapen. It's very much smaller than what you'd expect from Orlando. Obviously in Orlando, you've got the land based on Dr. Zeus, whereas in Hollywood, it's kind of the backlot bit and then added additions during the Christmas season. But let me tell you that it's not just the Grinch at Universal Studios Hollywood. You also get a lot of stuff in Hogsmeade, in the Harry Potter area. So let's go through that as well. I'm not just going to give you a 5-6 minute episode just talking about the holidays, because honestly, it's not that big. Whereas the Harry Potter stuff, I think, really has taken priority over the last few years. So for those of you that know, in Orlando, they're doing the Christmas projections on the castle. Well, that actually started in Hollywood first. Hollywood were the first ones to use that technology. They actually used it for their opening day. When John Williams was performing his score in front of the castle, they used the projections that day. So it's become a big thing. So let's go through what you get to see. So Hogsmeade is decorated for Christmas. I know Hogsmeade always has snow, but it's actually done up for Christmas. So it includes the lights, wreaths, garlands, and the largest ball of mistletoe, apparently. I'll have to look that up. I'll post some bits and pieces. I'll find some pictures of that for you guys. So then, as I was saying, the projections, the magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle, that's a nighttime show, projection, music and lights. So those of you that have seen it in Orlando, it's very similar. You also get the Frog Choir. The Frog Choir become the Holiday Frog Choir. They sing holiday songs. I know they're not the most popular act. They certainly aren't in Orlando. I know the performances in Diagon Alley are preferred. But I like the Frog Chorus. I think it's very clever. Not my type of music, obviously, but still very enjoyable. I like it. So go and check that out. And then obviously you've got the nightly snowfall. It snows in Hogsmeade as well. Californians and Floridians don't really know what snow is. So it's a really exciting thing for them. I say that as I sit here looking out the window, pouring rain. No snow here in the UK either. I don't think we've got any chance of a white Christmas this year. So moving on, you've also got holiday food, the introduction of hot butter beer is widely regarded as one of the best things in the world. I've not tried the hot one. When we went out to Orlando the last time, we were too early, despite the fact that Christmas was beginning at Disney World. We went to a Christmas party at Walt Disney World while we were there, but it was early November. And Universal don't tend to start their Christmas stuff until later on in November. In fact, even in December, some of it starts. So not only that, you get they're serving a English holiday dinner. Turkey, sourdough stuffing, carrots, Brussels sprouts, bacon-wrapped sausages, and cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce isn't a big thing here in the UK, so I'm not quite sure why they're including that. Also, bacon-wrapped sausages. Pigs in blankets, get the names right. They're also doing a cheese toastie with chicken, which is not something that I've ever tried. Seems a bit strange. But they also do the Great Feast platter, which is basically the main meal for four people. So go and check that out. That sounds great. Some interesting decisions. I'm not quite sure about the sourdough stuffing either. Normally that's just made with normal breadcrumbs and some spices and herbs. Some people use sausage meat in their stuffing, but it wouldn't be what I'd choose. So there's also your Wizarding holiday shopping. So you've got things like Christmas tree ornaments, which I think are sold pretty much year round. We've seen stuff in there before. They sell stockings. That's a big tradition still here in the UK, to be honest. We've got one downstairs for Sam, so definitely that's a good option. Figurines, I'm not quite sure what type of figurines they are. But they also include tree toppers, which is another great thing. We don't tend to... A lot of these tree toppers are too heavy for normal trees. I'm not quite sure what the thinking is behind there, unless you're going to have a massive, massive tree. So just looking at the dates for these, obviously we're coming towards the end now, but this will give you some preparation time for next year. Just looking. So the Grinchmas holidays were running on select days just in December, so they were all weekends. 1st and the 2nd this year, 8th and the 9th, and then from the 14th to the 30th, continuously through the second half of the month. So, there's... I'm just looking. I think the Harry Potter stuff actually began earlier than that. I did see the date on what I've got in front of me, and I'm just trying to find it. So that was from the 17th of November all the way through to January the 6th, whereas the Grinchmas is very much December only. There isn't anything after the new year. So there's that. And there was also just a little bit more that's not just those two. You can also find some other characters in the parks, especially in the plaza. As I said, there's lots of characters there. But if you head out to Minion Mayhem, also on the upper lot, the same area as the Universal Plaza, if you head to Minion Mayhem, you will find that some of the minions are out dressed with their Santa hats on. So definitely go and check that out. And as well, I love Christmas in theme parks. They always make such a great effort. I would love to get out for Christmas again at some point. I really wanted to make it to Disneyland Paris this year and just didn't have the time or the money, to be honest. So it kind of went out of the way. But I hope to get out to either California or Orlando at some point to do Christmas again. So, yep. Thank you for joining me. That's pretty much it for Universal Studios Hollywood's Christmas celebrations, their holiday celebrations. I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. There will be one more episode out probably before the new year, but if I don't get it done just because of timing, I'll say it now. So have a great Christmas, guys. Thank you for coming back and listening again. I really want to build this. I believe I am the only dedicated Disneyland and California area podcast in the UK. I know California is not such a big thing for UK guys, but that's where my love of theme parks is. I'm not gonna lie, that's where I started. So I'm definitely gonna keep plugging away with this and hopefully reach out to more people and keep giving you some information and some love of California from me. So, as I said there, hopefully will be one more episode. I'm hoping to look at the El Capitan Theatre, as I said, Disney related, but still out in the general California area instead. So definitely listen out for that. If it's not by the new year, it'll be early in the new year. And I'll put out 4 episodes next year. But hopefully I can get this done somewhere between Christmas and New Year. So thank you for listening, guys. And remember, keep on dreaming.